I'm Alan Martin.
And I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. This is your Picks Now update. Let's get you caught up right now on the very latest on the Camp Fire in Butte County. 9 people now confirmed dead. We have about 6,700 structures that have now been destroyed. The fast-moving wildfire has already wiped out the entire city of Paradise. And just on the outskirts of town, some people watched as their homes burned to the ground.
This all began just yesterday morning after flames broke out west of Highway 70. And in a matter of hours, the Camp Fire forced all of Paradise to evacuate.
We're covering all angles of this devastating fire. Our team coverage starts with KPXY's Andrea Borba live in Butte County with the latest developments. Andrea?
Well, the sheriff in Butte County says that they found bodies inside cars and just outside cars as people were trying to escape this rapidly moving wind-fueled fire, and they were overtaken by flames. We have some video to show you. The evacuation of Paradise and parts of Butte County was absolutely devastating. It is very single, narrow, two-way roads, but not a lot of room for that many people, 27,000 people in the city of Paradise, to get out all at the same time as a firestorm is moving in. You can see cars littered along the side of the road. We spoke with one retired firefighter who saved his girlfriend's house last night. He says he's never seen anything like this.
I've seen a lot of fire, but this is the worst I've ever seen. The winds were so high, and I mean, it was incredible. It was like hurricane force winds all night long.
The good news out here at this moment, yesterday evening around this time, we were down on the valley floor in the city of Durham, just outside the city of Durham. We were getting pelted with very high winds at this point, and it was much higher at elevation. Where I'm standing right now, I am 12 miles outside Paradise on the Skyway. We're at elevation. It is absolutely still right now. Hopefully, this will give firefighters out here trying to get a grasp on this rapidly growing deadly fire a chance to get a handle on things at this point. Alan, Veronica.
Okay. Andrea, thanks so much. Tonight, people at evacuation centers around Chico are still waiting to hear from their loved ones who are unaccounted for. On top of that, many haven't been able to get back to their homes. And of course, their frustration is growing.
I'm worried about my family.
I can't find them, so I'm worried. So I'm just going from place to place looking. And
there's a lot of people in the same boat as us.
No actual numbers are available yet as to how many people are missing.
KPXY's Wilson Walker continues our team coverage now. He is live near Chico. Wilson?
You know, I want to pick up on those 2 points. The gentleman who just said there's so many other folks in the same boat as us. I think the guy I talked to earlier said the exact same thing. And to Andrea's story about getting out of Paradise on that sort of narrow road, you know, one of the gentlemen I spoke with who is now in a shelter here in Chico described his experience getting out of there. He and his wife, but they didn't leave alone. They came across a neighbor who they realized needed help. So I'll let him pick up the story.
But we had taken an old lady that was 80 years of age. She had 2 dogs, and she was scared with dementia. It was almost like going through hell, literally. The car was heated. You could feel the heat from through the doors and through the windows driving, and the embers that was flying from everything was hitting the car. We got her out of there, took her down the hill, and we settled at Jack in the Box.
A lot of stories like that to be told after last night here in this part of California, and it just adds to the long number of incidents that we have seen going back over a year now. You know, Alan and I standing in the Journeys Inn Mobile Home Park in Santa Rosa, and then up in Redding just a couple months ago. It feels like we're chasing the same story just from one spot to another around California. And right now it's in Chico and the area up around Paradise.
Yeah, eerily familiar and just as frightening, if not more, because it keeps happening. Wilson, great job. Thank you. And some eerie scenes over the bay this afternoon. That glowing sun shrouded by the smoke. Looking east, you only see part of Oakland there. All the smoke does present a big health risk to all of us. KPI X5's Julie Watts has some tips on what to do if you must go outdoors.
With air quality this bad, the experts say masks like these tend to provide a false sense of security, encouraging people to venture out into the smoke and particulate matter when they really should be staying inside. But for those of us who do have to venture outdoors, there is a right kind of mask and a right way to wear it. And many people are out looking for them today. In fact, both this Walgreens and Ace Hardware were sold out of masks, or at least the right kind of masks. But the Bay Area Air Quality Management District says not so fast.
We don't necessarily recommend masks as a first choice. It's still best for you to be out of this smoke. If they have to be outside, we recommend that they use an N95 mask like these here.
Now she notes the mask should cover both your nose and your chin and have two straps, with one strap on top of your head and the other below your ears. You also need to pinch the metal piece tight over your nose to help seal out the fine particles. But the best practice is to stay indoors altogether. Some other tips from the American Lung Association: don't vacuum, it can stir up particulate matter in the house. Don't use your stove or oven, it impacts air quality inside the home. Don't wear outside clothing or shoes inside and rinse off when you get home. You should also keep your doors, windows, and fireplace flues shut, and you can put wet rags around any windows and doors that don't seal. As for these N95 masks, they say they're not suitable for kids or men with beards because they won't actually seal. They also say you should only use them fresh out of the box. You should not reuse these masks. As for these other types of masks, these hospital masks, yeah, they will block out some of the larger particles, but they're not going to block the fine particulate matter, which is what experts say is so dangerous with air quality like this. In San Francisco, Julie Watts, KPI X5.
Hundreds of flights scheduled to depart or land at SFO were delayed today due to poor air quality conditions caused by the campfire in Butte County. An airport spokesman said about 25% of flights were running behind, with an average delay of 45 to 50 minutes. At least 19 flights had to be canceled. The unhealthy air has prompted entire school districts to cancel classes, and officials who oversee high school football have pushed back playoff games all over the region. KPX5's Emily Turner on how normal routines are being disrupted. Emily?
Yeah, Veronica, the ripple effects of all of this smoke in the area really hits everybody in the area, especially folks here in Nevada who are all headed to this rec party tonight. That has been canceled thanks to air quality, along with, as you said, school and sports. It looks more like a Saturday than a weekday at Sonoma Valley High School. It's just one of 179 schools closed in Sonoma County today due to air quality.
It feels like yuck.
The last minute call left parents and teachers like Erica Chapin scrambling. She not only has to adjust her students' lesson plans, but figure out something for her three little ones.
We had this whole hodgepodge of like different schools and trying to figure out all the different districts and who was doing what. So that was challenging, and figuring out childcare.
All Sonoma County school districts canceled classes, along with the Calistoga Unified School District, affecting more than 80,000 students altogether. Even the YMCA in Sonoma Valley was closed.
I was going to drop him off. He played with the children, and they play indoors, and then they play outdoors, but the outdoors was out.
Because of the health risk, three of the four Bay Area high school playoff games are canceled. They will be rescheduled for Monday, when air quality hopefully is better.
It's definitely been a day of like trying to figure everything out. So
yeah,
and on top of that, you know, all the stuff that happened last year with the fires. So it brings back a lot of memories of, you know, our family and what we experienced last year.
But not everything is affected. There are several big events in the Bay Area that are moving forward as planned. The Napa Valley Film Festival, that's moving forward. There's a run in Napa happening tomorrow that at least per Nixel is still set to happen on Silverado Trail. And then the Walk to End Alzheimer's in San Francisco, also sponsored by CBS, is happening tomorrow. Reporting live in Novato, Emily Turner, KPI X5.
Thanks, Emily. And if you want to help the victims of the campfire, here's how you can do it. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS and make a monetary donation. The United Way of Northern California also has set up a relief fund for victims. You can text Butte Fire to 91999. And the Salvation Army has its own hotline number, 1-800-SAL-ARMY. You can designate campfire aid. Airbnb is also compiling a list of homes that evacuees can stay in and is asking users to add their home to that list if it's available.
Let's take a look at the air quality for tomorrow. A lot of you wondering, can I get outside this weekend? Can I do the outdoor activities that I was planning with my family? The answer is, well, it's up to you, but the air quality is not going to be great. It'll be as bad as today, if not worse. The East Bay and the North Bay, very unhealthy air quality for the rest of the Bay Area. I don't see any widespread improvement coming. What I do see is some chilly air moving in. It's already down to 45 in Santa Rosa. With all of that smoke, you are still cooling off rapidly. Livermore down to 53. Here's that red flag warning. Not tonight. Tomorrow night, all of our hills, again, above 1,000 feet, the winds will pick up once again. That's the difference between high fire danger and critical fire danger is the wind. It increases again tomorrow night into Sunday morning. And I've never seen this, been doing this for a long time. Same night we're talking about a red flag fire warning, we also have a frost advisory in effect. Tonight in the North Bay Valleys, we're down to the upper 20s or low 30s, places like Napa, Petaluma, and Sonoma. We are looking at the wind pattern that we would love to change. We don't want the north wind anymore. It's carrying the smoke here. It's going to continue for a while. Let us fast forward all the way to the middle of next week where the pattern changes. We get more of an onshore breeze and the smoke should be out of here. The middle of next week, tomorrow, Saturday, it'll be smoky. 71 in San Rafael, 72 in Concord, 70 in Fremont, 71 in Redwood City. Plan on smoke more often than not throughout the day, 60s to low 70s. As we look at the forecast for the weekend and beyond, we stay in the 70s inland. We stay in the 60s to low 70s near the bay. Air quality should improve by the middle of next week, if not sooner.
Our news continues tonight at 10 on KBCW 44, Cable 12, and at 11 on KPIX 5.
And remember, select KPIX News on your Amazon Echo.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Meet our STEM standout, Luciano Del Rio.
Team 841 is Richmond High School's robotics team. What it is an after-school program that teaches Richmond High School students about STEM.
Luciano encourages us to really think outside the box to approach a problem.
Luciano's story is important because he comes from this community. The work that he does here goes beyond the classroom and the school.
Chevron and CBS 5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.